spot, and usually what happens is that we do liaise with the parliamentary liaison officers, and then obviously the people responsible for the presentations as well, and I think both things have happened in this case, because we do know that the DG would be aware of this meeting and would obviously have delegated officials from the department to respond. So I think both the department and the liaison officers are aware of this meeting. Like Naviswa just reported, they are on their way. They are just making copies that we are receiving in the meeting. It wasn't made available to members before the meeting. So they will obviously have to extend the delay when they arrive.
Are you satisfied, Honourable?
Yes, Chair. There's nothing we can do.
Yeah, no, definitely.
We are forced to be satisfied.
Yeah, thank you.
I then made another
suggestion. All from the festive season, during that time, even the staff of Parliament were also on the festive season, being with their families, giving attention to their families. Some of us were with our in-laws, which is which is the best part of your family to be with. Now, I just want to volunteer to tell us in 1 or 2 minutes, how did you enjoy, anyone who can volunteer, how did you enjoy your festive season?
Hey, man.
In the absence of anybody, I will volunteer, maybe, to unlock the situation. I did not actually even enjoy the festive season. I was so busy with
what I can appeal to members is that before we should do that the FSD is done and the department is coming to report on that. And as they report, we must open our mind to understand.
services that give effect to the Domestic Violence Act. Both committees have also undertaken oversight visits within various provinces to look at what, in practice, how the Act has been implemented, what the areas of concern are, and what the challenges have been. Subsequently, there have been a set of research questions that have been developed that look specifically at the recommendations from the report of the Domestic Violence Act that we developed in 2009. The intention of that was to ensure effective oversight by focusing on a particular department and the recommendations we had come up with in response to each of the areas of concern. If members can recall, during 2009, the Select Committee and both the Portfolio Committee are engaged with the Portfolio Committee, the Department of Police, the Department of Social Development, Department of Human Settlement, to look at, since 2009, what progress has been made in relation to implementing the Act, but also what had emerged from the public hearing. The Department of Health now has an opportunity to brief the committees on what the progress has been. The questions which I referred to, which is at the Appendix 1 at the back of the brief, were sent during November 2009 to the department, correction, to 2011. The intention was that the department needed to come back and respond to those questions. And those questions, in essence, covered matters related to psychosocial support, that the Department of Health is responsible for providing counselling to a victim of domestic violence. So the questions around there related to services for psychosocial support, issues of databases, as well as training. But to refresh members as to what some of the key issues were that emerged from the public hearing, specifically that relate to, to health matters. I now refer to page 1 of the brief. And just to highlight some of the issues, what had emerged from the public hearing was the concern around forensic specialists, both in terms of do we have adequate forensic specialists to look at the issues of specimens that need to be sent, as well as the concern about forensic labs and the availability. The concern about that there was no follow-up of victims of domestic violence in terms of initial visits to a healthcare centre. So a victim of domestic violence would often enter a trauma unit. They would receive adequate attention there and then, but there is no referral mechanism to ensure that there is follow-up for that particular victim year after in terms of counselling and support. Thirdly, there were issues concerned around healthcare professionals reporting and subjecting victims of domestic violence to secondary victimisation. And again, it leads to the concern around healthcare professionals and how they're engaging with victims of domestic violence. Fourthly, that based on the hearings, it was reported that many healthcare professionals actually did not know about the Domestic Violence Act, and that is particularly problematic and concerning. And that, fifthly, that there was a need for holistic healthcare in terms of providing support and rehabilitation to victims of domestic violence. Those are some of the key concerns which had come out of the public hearings. What the committees have then done was to look at what would be the recommendations. So the recommendations focus one on psychosocial support. How can the support services to domestic violence be improved? And what does that mean? Thirdly, to looking at effective information systems. This was particularly important in relation to concerns about if a woman or a child or a man comes into a trauma unit in November, and a nurse or doctor sees to that particular patient and there's an instance of domestic violence. And that person comes again 3 weeks down the line, 4 weeks down the line, surely there should be alarm bells ringing. How do you ensure, one, in terms of continuity of care, but two, that there's a link between the healthcare system providing support and intervention to that particular victim, as well as links to departments of social development in terms of shelters and accommodation, as well as police, as well as justice. So that's the issue of the effective information system. One, that the Department of Health needs to come back and say, how do we ensure that there's tracking of this information in terms of records? Two, that the Information Act and is actually linked to other departments to ensure that the person is not lost within a system. Thirdly, that there was definitely a need for policy and strategy development. And the concern here was, how do we ensure that we provide an effective service to victims of domestic violence, that we provide holistic care? And again, it was for us today to understand from the Department of Health, is there such a policy in place? What is the strategy? Then again, just to highlight some of the other issues was in the context of HIV and AIDS, how policies related to domestic violence actually intersect to many other issues. Just to highlight some of the concerns and issues that had come out in terms of committee oversight, this is particularly important, one, to illustrate to the department that we, even though we've conducted public hearings in 2009, it did not end the then and then. The oversight continued in terms of briefing to the committees by holding government departments to account, but also in terms of the oversight, visiting healthcare facilities, engaging with NGOs. And I'm sure members through the constituency could also have experience of the sort of challenges faced by people or victims of domestic violence with particular concerns and problems. So just to a reminder to the portfolio committee, in terms of Limpopo, we had visited Exclusiva Trauma Center, we had visited the Donald Fraser Hospital. In KwaZulu-Natal, we engaged with several NGOs from the children sector, disability sector, and women's sector, as well as in the Eastern Cape that we had visited the Taylor Bequest Hospital. And that in the Western Cape, we had visited Delft and gone to the Delft Community Healthcare Center. And then we also summarised some of the recommendations which have emerged from the oversight visit in relation to, again, specific concerns, the implementation of the Domestic Violence Act and what we have noted in terms of challenges. So the purpose then for today's engagement with the Department of Health would be, one, for them to brief the committee on the questions that were sent to them, but two, to draw on subsequent to the public hearings what has been the progress. So over and above the recommendations made then, based on the oversight measures, based on your engagement with members of civil society, based on your experiences, what have you seen that is not in place in terms of Department of Health delivering effective service to victims of domestic violence? So that in summary would enable members today to look at engagement with the Department of Health, particularly again around the implementation of the Domestic Violence Act. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm sure this brief does to an extent empower us, especially we members, as to what to expect from the report of the department, whether the issues that have been raised will be addressed in the report, whether they will be overlooked. We must be just conscious of that. Yeah. So we are still waiting for the department to pitch up. I'll just ask Maria just to phone them again.
Chair, if I may just say, I just popped in briefly because the hearings for the CGE have been delayed. But I thought I might just come and get some information here, but I'll return to them now and I hope to catch up afterwards. So if you'll excuse me, I've got some documentation at least.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Honorable Chair. We were informed earlier on here that the department was aware of this meeting from last year. Now, as we are sitting here, we never received any documents from the department so that we can go through those documents and engage the department for Now, they must, the first question that they must answer is why they did not provide members with documents so that we can, you know, go through those documents for effective interaction. That is the first question they must ask.
And we hear that they are only printing copies now. Yes, Honourable Mike?
Yes, Pastor, I think the other concern is from the committee side, we present the department with a list of questions, that is Appendix A, and my information was that was presented in August or September last year, November. Now, there is nothing in the presence of our committee office officials. They must also answer on that one. Why didn't they respond on those questions?
Mr. De Villiers, you're quite correct. We actually wrote a letter to the Department of Health in November, towards the end of November last year, really. And we actually set a deadline, I think it was for the 6th of December last year. By the 12th of December, we had no response. When I came back from leave in the beginning of the year, I sent him another email. Actually, I sent him two reminders last year and then another one this year. And to date, we still haven't received a response. And even as late as last week, I actually sent him another email telling them that we required information before the briefing, before the presentation to the members, to prepare members for the briefing today, and I haven't heard any response yet. So, like I said previously, I think that also maybe members can ask the department themselves as to why we didn't get that information. Because that's obviously putting members at a disadvantage.
Yeah. Members, I think we will best deal with those issues when they are here. We can effectively deal with those issues when they are here. Oh, I thought you were walking
on.
Thank you. I'm sorry, Honourable Member. Yes?
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm worried that we are waiting for the department without any document in front of us. Because it was going to be easy if we are waiting for the department, we are busy perusing to the document, that we can engage the department when they arrive. We are just waiting without any document. I think this is the first time I heard that we are waiting for the department to come, because the department are supposed to be here maybe earlier. Thank you, Chairperson. How are we going to engage with them?
Thank you, Honourable Member. I think that is why I'm saying we will be in a better position to deal with all these things, because I think it relates to the two questions that were asked by the two Honourable Members here. It will be best for us to deal with them or with those issues when they are here, including the issue of not delivering the papers in time. Because it has always been our approach to all the committees that members need to have documents before the meeting so that members can study the document, familiarize themselves. Mm-hmm. And in the absence of that, there will be some difficulty to interact with the committee or with the department. Thank you.
Thank you.
whether this is the department. Whether we say honourable members, we are certainly in the Department of Health, and I start introducing myself as Advocate Kumar.
Is this the department we are waiting for?
This is correct.
Members, I did not welcome everybody because the meeting was not officially open. I welcome you all from the festive season. I hope that all of us rested, and I hope that we are back in line. We are going to execute our responsibilities in the manner in which Parliament expects us to execute our responsibilities. All in all, I'm saying you are welcome here. And as I reported earlier, that the department is still somewhere around here, still making copies of the report. I may just say the meeting is officially open, and as usual, we will start by introducing ourselves. Maybe we have new members here. If you don't know, I'll start with myself. I'm Kauda Mokoro. I'm a member of the Select Committee of Women, Children, and People with Disability. I'm also a whip. Unfortunately, our chairperson has sent an apology that she shall not be able to attend this meeting. Just to finish up the issue of the apology, there is Ms. Ramuti from the NA, who has also sent an apology. As I said, the member, our chairperson, Ms. Mabe, also. Then Ms. Temba from the NCOP has also sent an apology. Ms. Magadla from the NCOP has also sent an apology. And Ms. Kake from the NA has also sent an apology. So we've got quite a number of people who are unable to attend this meeting. However, the meeting is going to go on. And I think there is a consent already. I have asked committee secretary as to where are the documents, and she reported that in terms of the communication now, department is still somewhere making copies of the report. And I remember in our committee sometime last year, we made a host of questions. Which department? Sorry.
I'm sorry, Chair, to interrupt you. I think you were still on the item of introduction and apology. So I think let's deal with this item first before you can remark on the concern that was raised.
Thank you, Honourable Member. Yes, the apologies, I'm through with it, and then I think the next thing we can just introduce ourselves and go on. I have already introduced, I'm sorry. Thank you very much for the reminder. The members first, and then members of the staff, and everybody that is here to introduce himself or herself. Thank you. Starting from you, Mark, and then...
I'm Sarah Porter, I'm a member of this committee.
Good morning. Compliments to everyone. My name is Phil Peterson Maljuna, a member of the portfolio committee. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone, and Happy New Year. My name is Honorable Biemu, a member of the portfolio committee. Thank you.
Morning and compliments to everybody. I'm Mundu Mumalo, member of this committee. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. I'm member of the standing committee on this committee. I'm from the Free State province. It's named Daryl West.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Michael Davilliers. I'm from the Western Cape. I'm also a member of the select committee in the NCUP, and I'm also the whip of the province in the NCUP. And sometimes there's a clash between this committee and the education select committee, and that is the reason why I usually, most of the time, absent in this committee. Thank you.
Honorable Chairperson, and good morning, everybody. I'm Kansima Shamaite, a member of the Select Committee on Women, Children and People with Disability, representing the Mpopo program. Thank you.
Marie Solomon, Committee Secretary to the Select Committee on Women, Children and People with Disabilities.
Good morning, Crystal Levendale, Researcher to the Portfolio Committee.
Good morning, Daphne Matthews, Researcher to the Select Committee.
Good morning, Tashfa Aileen, Researcher to the Portfolio Committee.
Good morning, members. I'm Joy Watson. I am responsible for managing research support to both the Select and Portfolio Committee.
Hi, good morning, everyone. I'm Kathleen. I'm the researcher of the Big Commission for Gender Equality.
Hi, good morning. My name is Christopher, and I'm from 7-8.
Morning, I'm Francis Weshi, a reporter with GCIA.
Christmas Benny PNG.
Morning, all honorable members of the CSSN. I'm Advocate Kumar, the MP, Cluster Manager Legal Services.
Honorable Chairperson, members of the Portfolio Select Committee, good morning. My name is Rebecca Mudladla from the National Department of Health, responsible for gender.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Jennifer Ardendorf, and I'm representing the Western Cape Women Charter Movement.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Sarah Jane. I'm a candidate attorney at the Legal Resources Centre.
Good morning. I'm Kylie. I'm a student shadowing the research department of the DA.
Good morning. I'm Shana Jardi, researcher for the DA.
Good morning. I'm Emma Schmidt, and I'm representing the Gateway for Survival.
Hi, I'm Imashilis, and I'm representing the Western Cape Centre for Violence Against Women. The Western Cape Centre for Violence Against Women. Imashilis. Good morning, I'm Imashilis, and I'm representing the Western Cape Network for Violence.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Drea Skuman. I'm representing SANAC Women's Sector Secretariat.
Dumela,
My name is Elijah. I'm from Parliament Communications.
Good morning. My name is Nathan Adams. I'm from Eyewitness News, K-Talk and 702.
Yeah. Good morning. My name is Tanya Mead. I'm from the Gender Health and Justice Research Unit.
Good morning. I'm Laura Huston from the Gender Health and Justice Research Unit.
And I'm Gray Ashton, also from...
I'm from the same unit as these guys. We're from the Gender Health and Justice Research Unit at the University of Cape Town. I'm Gray Ashman, Laura, and Talia.
Laura Huff. I'm from the Gender Health and Justice Research Unit. Gender Health and Justice Research Unit.
We've just seen another member arriving here that wants you to introduce yourself, ma'am. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Yeah, yeah, I've just received a notice here that Ms. Precious Matoto, Director General, I think of the department, has sent an apology. Yeah, and that is the case. She has sent an apology. Advocate, what are you in the department?
I'm the acting cluster manager at the department.
Acting director, gender focal point. Gender focal point.
Focus, thank you. We actually expect the department to be led by either the minister or the director general. Members, I would put the issue to the members. In this issue where we had, as I said earlier, a lot of questions that we posed to the department, and we even gave them a specific time from which they must come and clarify those questions, and they failed. And I've just been briefed by the committee secretary here that she had, I think on two or three occasions, communicated the department, sensitizing the department on the issue of the timing of response to the questions. And up to now, she hasn't received any response regarding the question. And today we are sitting here, we have to wait for the department while we're still making copies for the report. And on top of that, we get this notice here now, about a minute ago, that the DG sent an apology in terms of what I understand here, there's no reason stated as to why she is not here. And then we have the junior to the DG. To me, it's a concern really to the quality of the report that we are about to get. And the truthfulness of the report that we are about to get here. And the status of the report itself. I would like to hear from members
Honourable Web.
Honourable Chair, I find this situation totally unacceptable. We're going to start the year like this. This meeting was brought forward, whatever reason, by half an hour, as opposed to what was publicised in our notification. We have sat around, they're sending junior officials here. Secondly, we've had no reply, as was pointed out earlier, to our questions. Thirdly, we're waiting around here now for some documents to be printed, which should have been prepared, because this meeting was obviously pre-arranged by the committee. Chair, it is totally unacceptable. If you're going to start the year like this, where is it going to end? Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Webb. Any... Janet? Okay, I'm coming to you, ma'am. No.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. I am so disappointed. And usually when the department behaves like this, I become very happy. As part of my responsibility as a member of parliament, for the department to account. The DG is undermining the portfolio committee, or is undermining parliament in general, by sending his apology when we are just about to start the meeting. That is point number one. Point number two, the Director General did not even delegate somebody. The two officials from the department, I don't hear any mention of the Director General has delegated me with full powers to take responsibility out of this meeting. We want somebody who will take responsibility on the issues that will be raised. On that note, Chairperson, I will propose that this meeting must not proceed. We can't proceed here without a Director General or somebody who has been delegated to this meeting. So I propose that we don't proceed with this meeting. And a strong word must be sent to the department, or even the minister responsible for this department, that we feel as a parliament that we are being undermined. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Member. Yes, ma'am?
I think I'm permanent. Yeah, thanks.
Anybody who has got more input, or anybody who has got a contrary suggestion?
Yes.
Honourable Mike?
Just to add on what my colleague was saying, that we also expected from the department to give us the answer or some information on the question we sent to them. And the request was actually sent to the department on three different occasions. And we want those answers on those questions. That must also be included in that.
Thank you, Honourable Member. I'm sure everybody who's here with interest in this report, observers, researchers, scholars as well, you hear that the committee members cannot accept the situation, and especially being the beginning of the year. So, in summary, I would say, on the basis of the department not adhering and actually having a sign of contempt to Parliament, the report is not going to be read today until such time that the department has adjusted itself and realized the importance of this institution. This
this morning I was watching TV and very keenly so when the Minister of Monitoring and Evaluation, Colin Chabane, was called to the studio to come and explain as since the inception of this department, which is fairly new, what has been done and what is that the department can explain to the nation. The interview was held at the CENTEN Convention Center. You can as well imagine the amount, you know, the number of people who were there. And we still have departments like this one. Department of Health, which is actually ring-fenced by the Minister of Finance and the Minister of Health as well, as to their performance. And Minister Chabane was explaining that their mandate is monitoring, and they have monitored, and they are now at the level of monitoring and what? And evaluation. Now they are busy evaluating now. He even made an example of, hence you see what is happening in Limpopo, that is part of the result of our evaluation. We still see departments like this one of health, a very important department that has to look after the health of the nation. And dragging its feet, not being enthusiastic like the minister. The minister is very enthusiastic. He's always visible. He's always where the problem is. And here we are talking about people who have been provided with all the necessary supporting systems, given offices to operate from, to respond to questions that people are asking regarding the health of our nation. But coming here, Ben, actually you come here, Ben, what is that? I don't know. I would just want to point out to you that Parliament is also part of the monitoring system, because of our committees going out, checking on departments, calling on departments to account on certain issues. But here it is on the year 2012, after we have changed even the name of Parliament from that of an ordinary Parliament to an activist Parliament. I don't know whether you are aware of it. An activist Parliament. We are now an activist Parliament. We are not just a Parliament that when you see in the chamber there, people are sitting and some of them are drowsy, sleeping. Don't think that those people are just sleeping. No. The work is in the committees. We sit here until late in the evening. And the morning we go to sit in the chamber. And obviously it's natural that you get drowsy. You are not calling it. It comes naturally. And people outside think that members of parliament are just lazy. They are there sleeping in the chamber, and they are being paid for sleeping. No, I would like to get somebody who says that to me. I will explain to him or her that no, you are wrong. First of all, you must know what is happening behind before we go to the chamber. So I am also, as a chairperson of this committee, endorsing, and emphatically so, that what has already been expressed by members, and with the emphasis that the committee must answer the questions as expected, that the committee must show enthusiasm, and we cannot accept a report that comes from people who are not delegated, as the honourable member said. That is true. And on that note, I declare the meeting closed until issues are rectified. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Sure. Yeah.